All right. So as we move through the month of January and we turn towards the light, we're talking about ways in which we as God's people need to turn towards the light of Christ during times of trouble or transition or tension. And this week we're talking about times of transition. And if you can think about transition in a pretty broad sense, that's what we're doing today. And so we're turning towards the scripture in Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8, to see what our faith has to say about times of change and transition. And the song that the band just played is a great plug-in to that scripture passage from Ecclesiastes 3. So let me read it for you. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. So there's a time for everything, and we know that change happens regularly. Some say the only thing constant in life is change, right? That's kind of a cliche, but it tends to be true in my experience. And what we know about change is that a change is a one-time situation. It happens, and then it's over. But the transition period, what happens to us emotionally and what it takes to kind of catch up to all the things that that change brought, takes a lot of time. So there are lots of transitions that are good that can still be stressful, right? Whether you are starting a new job that you are excited about and love, or whether you're moving into a new house, whether you're beginning a new relationship or welcoming a new family member into your home, these are all transitions that we celebrate, that we're happy that are happening in our lives and that God celebrates with us. But yet they can be stressful, right? There can be some emotional wear and tear or baggage that comes along with these transitions. And we know that in these times, it's important to turn towards the light of God, to acknowledge God's presence and the ways in which God is working in and through our lives, and to also be together in community to acknowledge the ways in which all people are in the middle of a change or a transition, and we can support each other as brothers and sisters in the body of Christ to say, hey, I've been there. I remember what it was like to start a new job, or I remember what it was like to retire. I remember when we moved and how long it took to unpack those boxes and find the toaster oven in the master bathroom. How does that even happen? You know, and I remember what it was like when we adopted our son and brought him home. I remember what it was like when we started our new job and had to move across the country and set up shop in a new place. This is the gift of being together in community. There's a man who has written a book called William Bridges, and in this book he talks about managing transitions and all the emotions that we experience before and during and after a change takes place, and how it's important to be aware of the emotional and the physical and mental and spiritual wear and tear that can happen before and during and after that transition takes place. So I was trying to think about a transition in my life that felt celebratory and that felt good and that felt necessary, but one that still felt particularly stressful. And I was thinking about the time when I graduated college at Albion College in 2008, and when I went to seminary that fall and started a new graduate school program in Nashville, Tennessee at Vanderbilt. Now, at Albion College, I was very active in athletics. I swam on the varsity swim team. I was also very active in the Wesley Foundation and had a lot of friends in my faith community. I had just finished student teaching in an elementary school kindergarten classroom, and I was at the height of my college career. I knew how to do college well, and I had a niche on that campus. I had lots of friends who knew how to take care of me and who walked alongside me in all of that, and it was a great time in life. And then, as we're celebrating graduation and getting ready to have a summer off before I moved to Nashville, Tennessee, I started to feel all this grief, all of this emotional stuff bubbling up inside of me. And it kind of surprised me because I thought, I'm at the most amazing point in my life when I have so much to celebrate and I'm going on to the next big thing, but yet I feel sad. I feel sad to have left my swim team and all my friends on the swim team, to be walking away from the church community that I loved and the children of in the kindergarten classroom that I had fallen in love with, all 26 of them. And I realized that in the midst of this great transition, I was having some grief. And so even as I was anticipating the move to seminary and finding a new apartment and ordering my textbooks and picking out my field education assignments and all those things that were new and that were exciting and that were supposed to be wonderful and happy, I was still in the midst of this journey of grief. And all transitions can be like that, right? Right? Raise your hand if you've retired. Did you grieve a little bit when you retired from your job? Did you celebrate a little when you retired from your job? Yeah. Raise your hand if you've welcomed a new kid into your family, whether that was by adoption or through birth. Yeah. So you kind of grieve what it was like to be a couple, you know, independent and young, and you celebrate this new life and this wonderful little person who is coming in to your world and will bring you so much love and joy. This is all part of it. And so as we walk through these transitions, one thing that can help orient us is to turn towards the light. Turn towards the light. Whether you're anticipating a change, whether you're really prepared for it, or whether you're surprised and thrust into a period of transition, be aware that you can always turn towards the light of Christ in the midst of those times and places. As we focus on what happens before a change and in the middle of a change and after a change, we can be aware of what's ending. What do we need to let go of? What do we need to mourn? What do we need to grieve? And when we're in the middle of it, sometimes that period feels kind of lost, like you're in the middle of the wilderness and the great unknown, and there's questions and there's anxiety and there's doubts and there's concerns. And this can be a time of upheaval. This can be also a time of excitement and hope when you look at all the opportunities that God is giving you and considering them all. And then when you're in the after part of the transition, this is a time of new beginnings when you can kind of get your sea legs and you feel steady on your feet and you have this new reality of coming to terms with what is and what isn't and what's good about it all. We know that in Ecclesiastes, there's a time and a season for everything, and this is the reality of life. As harsh as it was, they named that the reality of life is that there's a time to be born and a time to die. There's a time to reap and a time to sow. There's a time to be together and there's a time to be apart. And these are changes and transitions that we all experience in all walks of life and all walks of faith. And the person who wrote that passage knew that how important it was to stay rooted and grounded and oriented in their life of faith as they look to God who brings light into the world. We know that looking to God is just one thing we're called to do during a time of transition. We're called to journey together with other people who are also looking to God. We're called to be part of a community of faith who can say, I've been there, I know what that's like, and I want to walk with you also. Take my hand. Let's go together. One thing that our brothers and sisters can always do for us in a time of transition is to be on the lookout for the ways in which the Holy Spirit is at work in our lives, for the ways in which the Holy Spirit is moving in and through these times of transition, and to be a gift of grace to say, I see what God is doing in your life. I see something happening here that you might not be aware of. Because when we're kind of stuck in the everyday mundane of a transition, it can be really overwhelming. But our brothers and sisters in Christ can come alongside us and say, I see God in the midst of this situation. I see what's happening here. You're in the wilderness, but God is walking with you. When I was in the wilderness of my transition between college and seminary, one of the best gifts that a sister in Christ offered to me was a day away at the Labyrinth in Grand Haven, Michigan. In Grand Haven, Michigan, on the west side of the state, there's a labyrinth, and it's made out of lavender plants. And so it's like this full sensory experience that when you go and you walk the path that's quite circuitous, it goes around and 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 around, and it's kind of a maze, and you get all tangled up in the middle of it, and you're not sure where you are until you're in the middle. But it's this full sensory experience, because as you're walking and as you're praying, you get to smell the flowers and the scent of the lavender growing around you. And what she did is she walked behind me, a few steps behind me, and we journeyed towards the center of the labyrinth together. And I was praying about all the changes that were to come, and I was thinking about starting new classes, and I was thinking about making new friends and introducing myself to a new faith community. And I was thinking about getting involved in extracurricular activities and all these things. And when we got to the center of the labyrinth, we sat down. There was a little bench where we could sit down and where we could pray. And she just wrapped her hand, her arm around me, and she gave a little squeeze, you know how you do. And she said, I've been praying for you and for all that is to come in the next year. And that was all she said. And we sat in God's presence for a moment. And then we journeyed out. We walked all the way back out and around and around and around and around. And when we got to the end of the labyrinth, I had this amazing sense of peace come over me. I believe it was the Holy Spirit. I believe it was God's peace that was moving in and through that situation, in and through that time of prayer, that could get me to a place where I felt at ease, where I felt sustained by God's presence with me, where I felt empowered to take the next step on my journey of faith and in my vocational journey. So today, what I have for you to help you experience this time of transition is I have a blue piece of paper up here on the table with a finger labyrinth. This is going to be a little different experience because it doesn't smell like lavender. You're not going to actually walk a path in Grand Haven, Michigan. But it's a finger labyrinth. And so I've written out some instructions on how you can use it as a tool in your faith and in your prayer life. And I've offered you some prompts about what you might do, what you might pray for. And all you do is trace it with your pointer finger. You trace the path around and around and around and around and around and around and around. You might kind of get lost. You might not know where you are in the middle of it or how long it's going to take you to get to the end. It's okay, just breathe. You'll be fine. And then when you get to the center, that's the time to sit and rest in God's presence. And you'll be able to lift up a short litany, which I've offered you prompts, a litany like, "Be my light, lead me, Lord, or work in this season," as you're discerning your way through a time of change or transition. The hope always at Open Door is that you not only come here to be fed spiritually, but that we send you out inspired and equipped with tools that you can use to grow your faith on a daily basis, to help you grow your walk with Jesus Christ. And you've received a lot of examples today. We've kind of inundated you with examples about inspiring opportunities and ways that other people have lived their faith. And this is one more tool you can use to do that. So in just a few moments, the band is going to come up and play for us. And I'll invite the congregation, all of you, to come forward to take a labyrinth with you. The other thing, you guys, the other thing that I have up here is a blue postcard with a pencil attached. And this details the 2020 mission project that we're going to be focusing on as a congregation, as St. Paul's United Methodist Church. We did an incredible job raising money for Methodist Children's Home, and the mission endeavors, the passion that we carry with us does not stop there just because we achieved one goal. So in 2020, we're going to be focusing on a global project to provide educational scholarships and some facilities improvements to a school in Monrovia, Liberia. And this postcard tells you all about it. So as you think about the ways in which the church is transitioning into a new service project, I invite you to prayerfully consider the ways in which your gifts can be a light to those all around the world who need to experience Christ. Will you pray with me? Loving God, you are the light of our lives, and we look to your Son Jesus as the light of the world. As we do so, O God, we know that each person here is at a different place in their journey of faith and in their life. Some of us are celebrating transitions, big or small. Others are in the midst of something that feels really tumultuous and chaotic, and we're grieving. And so we ask, oh God, that your presence would be with each person. We ask, oh God, that as we breathe in your presence, we might be able to experience your peace, knowing that you are with us in every time and in every place, and that you are always active and working in the world to bring about love and peace and justice. We pray all this in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.